Now, news at home. The death toll from a strong 6.1 magnitude earthquake in southern Iran has risen to 37. Bushehr Governor Fariduddin Hassan Band has told Press TV that over 850 others were wounded when the earthquake hit the Kharki region in Deshti County this afternoon. Shombe village has been hit the hardest. Officials have said houses there have been completely destroyed. Kharki is situated some 90 kilometers southwest of the provincial capital Bushehr. Rescue operations are currently underway.
There are so many casualties at the very first minutes of the quake. So many others were under the rubble. Even our neighbor was left under the rubble. Shombe village has been hit hardest. Probably the death toll would rise because we don't know how many others are injured.
Well, the quake has been felt across the province, in some parts of the neighboring province of Fars and in several Arab states of the Persian Gulf. Local authorities have declared 3 days of mourning. They say that the quake has not caused any damage to the Bushehr nuclear power plant. Officials say that the station, which is more than 150 kilometers away from the quake-stricken region, is running normally. Well, let's talk to Press TV's Gisu Mashahmadi, a correspondent in Tehran. Gisu, if you can tell us more about the fatalities and, of course, how are rescue operations going on with regards to the quake?
Well, Hassan, I just got off the phone with a spokesman of the IRCS, Iran's Red Crescent Society, and he said that 10 canine rescue units are currently stationed there, and 100 teams are carrying out the rescue operations in the region. The main phase of the operations is over. They have been able to pull out 20 people alive from under the rubble. So the good news is that we're not expecting those numbers to rise very much. The bad news is that we have 1,000 families that have been displaced. 330 tents have been set up for these families, and more will be set up in the coming hours. And of course, I also need to add that we had earlier reports that 12 villages had been completely destroyed. This news is untrue. Only four villages, including Shombe, were badly hit, which is not. Of course, there were 43 aftershocks, which have caused a lot of fear. But basically, there's not much to be afraid of right now.
And you know, we know that the Bushehr nuclear power plant is situated in the province itself. What do we know about that? Has it been affected?
Well, yes. When you talk about Bushehr, the first thing that comes to mind is a nuclear power plant. And of course, it was the first place we contacted when we heard word about the earthquake. The nuclear power plant is not damaged. We have talked to the people who are working there. The staff said that the nuclear power plant was running normally. The Russian contractor, Atomstroy Export, has also confirmed that the nuclear power plant is not damaged. And of course, we have our correspondent, Qanbar Nodiri, who is on his way, and he will be providing us with more updates in a couple of hours. But Hassan, let's not forget that Iran is sitting on major fault lines, so earthquakes like these happen frequently. You remember about 8 months ago, that an earthquake devastated the northwestern region of Iran, and also in 2003, the city of Bam was destroyed by another earthquake, which left 31,000 people dead.
Indeed. We'll leave it there for the time being. Press TV's Gisu Mashahmadi, our correspondent, reporting on the latest situation going on in Bushehr. And of course, we'll talk to our other correspondent who've been sent there on the latest things happening coming out of the province of Bushehr there.